Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
For Stepladder to have been in power since 1988, that's obviously too long. He accumulated way too much power that was basically unchecked. And so did a lot of the members of the executive committee, who also have no term limits at the moment. So one would think that they've rejected it in the past, but I think the calls from fans is going to be too much, and I think they're going to have to do some sort of term limits now.
There's a reporter commenting on what he thinks needs to be the next step for FIFA to move past the current corruption scandal. The FIFA corruption case happens to come in at number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, the big top topics in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the review for the week ending Friday, the 5th of June, first week of June, and lots of things are happening in the world of news talk radio. Research conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine brings us around to this top 10 list. The talk radio industry, monitored by my staff and their staff, going through all of the talk radio programs, the news of talk hosts, talk stations, that sort of thing. So each week at this time, we start the countdown by reviewing from number 10 to number 1 the items that have worked over the whole, a lot of things going on this week, actually, but FIFA comes in at number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9 item is that FBI plane surveillance information. You have no doubt heard that they have been flying over some 30 different locations, I think in 11 cities, or maybe the other way around, 30 cities and 11 states. Here are talk host Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall talking to CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the FBI's Air Force and why it is that none of us knew that this existed until last week.
You ever heard of a company called FVX Research or KQM Aviation or PXW Services? According to the Associated Press, those are fake companies. The FBI made up those names to run a small air force of spy planes in more than 30 American cities. Have any judges signed off on this?
Not that we know of from the Associated Press report. The idea here is that, these planes are surveilling, taking video images, taking still camera images from above. The authorities say that they're not spying on cell phone records. They're not doing the sort of metadata surveillance that they can do in other ways. And they say that what they're doing is legal and consistent with what they've been doing for decades.
So, where does the law line up on this? I mean, you can obviously record people who are out in public. That's not against the rules, but how deep is this spying going?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And the big question, obviously, is why the cover-up, right? Why these dummy companies, and whether these dummy companies are necessary and lawful. And I would imagine the scope of this program, the fact that there's hundreds of millions of dollars evidently spent on it, is probably going to raise some concerns in Congress, right? I wouldn't be surprised in the next couple of weeks or months, or maybe after the summer anyway, that there's some sort of legislative oversight hearing to try to get the FBI to share a little bit more information about why it has chosen to surveil in this fashion. Usually when you ask law enforcement officials why they're doing this sort of stuff, they say that the means for criminal activity, the technology behind it has ramped up, and so they have to ramp up as well.
Is it interesting to you, as it is to us, that while Congress was just debating the other day whether the NSA should track our phone records, and everybody had to get some FaceTime to talk about that, while that was going on, the FBI had been doing surveillance in the sky. Had they known, would Congress blow up over this?
Yeah, it's a great question, and there is some doubt about what they're saying and the limitations that they're saying that they put on the surveillance, that they're only taking video images and so forth. There is some concern that maybe they're also trying to snoop in on telephone conversations and get the cell phone data, which, of course, is the subject of what Congress has been talking about.
Number 8.
All right, the number 8 item on our list at the Talk Radio Countdown is the story of the killing of that terror suspect in Boston this past week. Here are hosts Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes talking about what we now know about this knife-wielding terrorist, or at least he was a suspect, shot, killed by police.
There are a lot of people out there who wish to commit harm. Some of them want to do it in the name of Islam. Some of them want to do it in the name of a sweet potato that talked to them in their sleep. Whatever. They have visions of grandeur. They wish to commit harm. They want to be spectacular in some way, shape, or form. But can they actually follow through on it? What we're learning in Boston is that these guys might have been a little farther down the path than just wishing to commit harm.
Yeah, Osama Rahim was under 24/7 surveillance. 24/7, they were keeping an eye on him.
His phone was tapped, and which means, as I understand it, they'd gone to a judge, they had probable cause, they had a court order to follow and tap this guy.
It was also reported recently that the knives that he received were shipped from Amazon, and that the FBI actually intercepted at least one of those boxes, scanned it, found out what was in it, and
like
then gave
X-rayed
it back to,
really?
So they knew what was going on. They had a better idea of putting the pieces of the picture together. But we're getting more elements of that puzzle,
okay,
and we're seeing that picture a little bit more clearly as to who Osama Rahim wanted to target, and it seemed to be the boys in blue.
He called David Wright of Everett, court documents say. I'm just going to go after them, those boys in blue, he allegedly said while the FBI recorded the call, because it's the easiest target. 2 hours later, when Osama Rahim left his Roslindale home, police approached him. They say he waved a knife, and officers shot him dead.
Yeah, so it seems like if you're looking at a timeline, that they had been watching, listening, X-raying his Amazon Prime deliveries, and had picked up this comment regarding some sort of a plot or a plan to quote-unquote harm boys in blue and go after the police. And they felt, okay, it's gotten to the point now we can't wait for him to actually do something.
It's not just aspirational. He's gone into the operational and potentially wants to carry out this attack.
Can I nitpick something out of the story and something you mentioned?
What's that?
Pamela Geller.
Oh, yeah.
Pamela Geller, if you don't know the name, is the woman behind the Draw the Prophet Muhammad contest in Garland, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
She is president of the American Freedom Defense Initiative. She claims, and I just want to point this out, news organizations have been unable to independently verify this. She claims she was a target. This strikes me as she's trying to make herself part of the story. That this is a brand builder for her.
Well, yeah, but she is part of the story because the police commissioner of Boston has recently come out and said that, Osama Rahim had plans to behead a prominent activist. I'm sure that prominent activist is Pamela Geller.
I'm sure every Muslim terrorist on the planet would love to behead Pamela Geller. It doesn't necessarily make her part of the story. But came out as like front and center in the story. They were specifically looking to harm police officers in the Boston area.
All right, so far on the list of what's going on here, the FIFA corruption case is number 10, the FBI surveillance number 9, and the terror suspect killed in Boston number 8. So we'll move ahead. Number 7 up next here on our weekly Talk Radio Countdown show.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more laws to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Number seven item this week, focusing on a resurgence of interest in President Obama's trade deal. Let's listen to this excerpt from a program hosted by John Howell. Here he talks to Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin about the work Ryan is doing supporting the Trade Promotion Authority bill.
Congressman Ryan, I know that you're working on the Trade Promotion Authority bill. How will this reestablish America as a trade leader in the world?
Well, first of all, it puts Congress in charge of deciding how trade bills go. It puts Congress in charge of making sure that the administration is transparent and accountable to Congress on how trade works. But once we get Trade Promotion Authority, then we can get trade agreements. And the whole deal there is to open up foreign markets to our products. 95% of the world's consumers don't live in America. They live in other countries. And if we want faster economic growth, if we want more jobs with higher wages, then we need to be able to make and grow more things here in America and sell them overseas, and that requires trade agreements. And so if you're not getting trade agreements, you're losing. You know, you add up all the countries we have free trade agreements with, we have a manufacturing surplus. You add up all the countries we do not have trade agreements with, we have a huge deficit. So the secret here is get trade agreements so we can get other countries to play by our rules, to rise to our standards, to trade fairly, so that we can have more jobs. And by the way, one in five jobs in America, it's already tied to trade. And these jobs, on average, pay more. So that's the secret to success, and that's what we're trying to get done right now, because we want to have a faster economy with more better-paying jobs.
Well, there are a lot of people who are concerned, I won't say worried, concerned about this trade bill. Those on one side say this is bad for American business. Those on another side say if we don't do it, it'll follow up the international economy, which will eventually bring down our economy. And it's interesting if you note how closely connected, I guess is the right word, our economy is with the economy of the rest of the world. And so even when there are problems in countries like Greece, which is basically still falling apart for a year or more, the European community has been shoring up the economy of Greece, and they don't seem to be fixing their own problems, especially when it comes to union labor and government and all kinds of things that just haven't been dealt with. So they're still trying to ramp up a very weak economy, and because the Europeans can't continue to do this, okay, who's the next place? We're knock on the door of America, see if they can help the Greeks out. Well, if the Greeks are not able to solve their problems and we get involved and it drains the value of the dollar, then it hurts the entire economy of the world, because ours is still the most important economy, and if they can't pay us back, you get the picture. So what kind of a mess is this? All right, so it's interesting that Ryan, though, is a Republican, is sort of supportive of the deal. It's 21 after on this week's Countdown.
neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
So it does. Number six item this week focuses on the late Bruce Jenner and now the Caitlyn Jenner. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to psychiatrist Dr. Nunza Harrison about Caitlyn Jenner and the stress involved in making the decision that's been made, especially when you make it so publicly.
Everybody's still talking about the big Vanity Fair cover for Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner. The first really true, well, I shouldn't say that, not really the first, well, maybe the first high-profile role model for the transgender community, because you have Chaz Bono, but Chaz Bono went through the whole process, going from being a woman to being a man. Bruce isn't doing that as Caitlyn. He's just doing a few other things. It's kind of, I guess maybe we should ask a psychiatrist to describe exactly what this is. I guess you would call it gender dysphoria, which is a real thing. What exactly is gender dysphoria, Dr. Harrison?
I'll correct you just a little bit.
Sure.
Gender dysphoria is actually a diagnosis that we use when an individual identifies with a gender that's different from the sex they were born. So like with Caitlyn, Caitlyn was born a boy but identifies with the gender female, but gender dysphoria means that there has to be distress caused by that identification. So just purely being transgender does not get a diagnosis. There has to be distress and kind of social dysfunction that comes as a part of that. So Caitlyn may have had gender dysphoria at some point in her life, mm-hmm. but if we look at now what she's saying, now that she's made the transition to the degree that she wants to make it and come out in the public, she's saying, I'm free. That stress has been lifted, that dysphoria is gone, and so the diagnosis of gender dysphoria wouldn't be correct right now.
Okay.
Just a transgender woman.
You would think for a lot of people, though, that making that decision would bring on the stress. I mean, I know it's stressful to live a quote-unquote live a lie, but isn't it also stressful for somebody who's transgender to come out and say, here I am, this is who I am?
Yes, absolutely. And so what we know, the research shows that those individuals that develop gender dysphoria really is as a result of kind of the environment and the stress of having to tell their families and not being supported and being bullied and being discriminated against and experience violence purely because they are transgender. Those are the things that lead to the dysphoria, not actually the transgenderism itself.
Now, in this particular case, too, strikes me as a little bit different in a whole variety of different ways. For one thing, we're talking about a very high-profile individual, not only a former Olympic athlete and gold medal winner, but also somebody who has a television presence, somebody who's already very well off financially, but who has already gotten a makeup contract out of this and a reality television show out of this, and is likely, they're saying, to make up to $500 billion just for coming out as transgender. Does this have a positive or a negative impact on other people who are transgender and thinking about making some sort of transition in their lives?
You know, so I think overwhelmingly the impact for individuals who are transgender and thinking about making a transition will be positive. And the reason that is, you put your finger exactly on it. This is the highest profile transition that we've been allowed kind of to have a peek, well, more than a peek, to be a part of, right? I think a reality show is coming and we're going to see how that is. What will happen is that the experiences that individuals who are transgender have will now be more broadly available to the masses. And we know that only about 8% of people in America have knowingly had any interaction with an individual who's transgender. And that allows us, you know, like, we don't understand it. We develop our own ideas about it. That allows us to discriminate. That allows us to think they're, you know, less than human and not normal and da-da-da-da-da. So the more we're let into the life to see kind of like a regular human being go through this process, the more beneficial that will be for decreasing the negativity in the environment.
All right, the International Olympic Committee late in the week made its first statement about Caitlyn Jenner's transition to being a woman, responding to petitions requesting that the organization revoke the gold medal. And the response was that the commissioner said, quote, Bruce Jenner won his gold medal in the 1976 Olympic Games, and there is no issue for the IOC. So there you go, 28 after the hour on this week's...
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Reviewing where we are at this point, midpoint in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen at number 10, the FIFA corruption case, number 9, the FBI plane surveillance issue, number 8, the terror suspect who was killed in Boston, number 7 is the trade deal, and number 6, the status of Caitlyn Jenner. So now we move on from number 5 to number 1.
Number five
this week is a focus on your friends and mine at the Transportation Security Administration. Host Chris Conley talked about why he thinks the problem with the TSA is not with the agents at the airport.
TSA agents failed to detect 67 out of 70 weapons being smuggled through airport checkpoints by undercover agents. It is not their fault. TSA agents are not bad people. I believe they honestly want to do their jobs to the best of their abilities. The problem is the human brain and the way we are wired. Our brains literally get lulled to sleep by monotonous, visually oriented exercises. If you show someone 100 or 500 or 1,000 or 5,000 x-rays of the insides of luggage, the human mind will not pick up on the one x-ray that shows a gun being smuggled past it. The mind tricks itself into thinking that the next image will be the same as the image before it, and before that, and before that. Even the most alert, the most diligent, the best trained TSA agent will not catch everything. You can check this out for yourself. Online, there are dozens of mind games where you are shown pictures where one is slightly different. See how long it takes you to find the one that doesn't match. There are word games where letters are juxtaposed. Your mind assumes the letters are in the correct order, even though they aren't. So the backbone of our airport security is contrary to basic human hardwiring. Not only is it a waste of travelers' time, it simply doesn't work. What we have now is security theater. We give the impression that we're doing something, and the people who want to harm us already know that. The most effective way to detect explosives at an airport is a dog, not a human being. The most effective way to screen people who are flying is to pre-check the passenger list before they arrive at the airport. And the best on-site security is for agents to speak to and question people at the gate and train those agents to look for the tells that someone is up to no good. That training looks for rapid eye blinks and subtle body language. It's already being used in Europe and Israel. Just like a good poker player can tell when someone else is bluffing, a good airport agent can be trained to identify people who are not behaving normally. Those people can be picked out for secondary screening, and that's the type of security we need.
Number 4.
Long lines where we take off our shoes and our belts. The response from Homeland Security is not encouraging. They've fired the head of the TSA. They've promoted the deputy director. The bottom line is this: we are putting new people into a system that's fundamentally flawed. The better question is, when will we be ready to switch to something that actually works?
Number 4.
All right, so there's a little combo here, a little double action, because number 4 focuses on the Patriot Act and all the spying provisions in it. Good Day program, which I host Monday through Friday, focused on this issue as I talked to analyst Ivan Even about the spying provisions of the Patriot Act and if they've been in violation of our Constitution all along.
You know, we originally were told that this program, by all three branches in one way or another, was legal and constitutional, but it's kind of hard to reconcile that with the Constitution, which says that you have to have a probable cause that a crime has been committed and that no general warrants are permitted. Now, what a general warrant is, and the reason the founders put it in there, in the Constitution, that the warrants had to be really specific, is that the British used to use general warrants to go on fishing expeditions to find things wrong on people. So we've had abuse of this from the beginning of the Republic, and that's why we get specific, the authorities are supposed to get specific warrants for specific people and circumstances. And of course, if you're collecting the records, phone records of everybody in the United States, obviously they have no probable cause to believe that everybody in the United States is a terrorist. So that's really a problem because it is a general warrant. They originally claimed, well, it's not spying because we're not looking at the conversations themselves. This is just, you know, originator of call, receiver of call, time, duration, the location of the call, etc. But nowadays with the supercomputers, they can get more out of what's called traffic analysis than they can out of the conversations many times. So this is spying, and it is a general warrant, and it is unconstitutional if you read the Constitution. So, and a court has recently said that, and that complicated the congressional process because it really supported the people that are trying to reform this. And one way or another, this is probably going to be reformed. Right now, the law has lapsed, mm-hmm. and that might be the best state of affairs, although there's a little argument among the civil libertarians whether they'd rather have that just lapse or whether they would like it to be reformed. And the reform is what they're talking about, is having the businesses store the records and that government would have to go in specific circumstances and get a specific authority on a specific case to look at the records. And, of course, that's a much improved system than what we have now, which violates the Constitution clearly.
Number 3.
Number 3, a focus on your friend and mine, Hillary Clinton. The email issue now coming before us. Before we get into presidential prospects later on in the countdown, let's look or listen to host Steve Scott talking to Gabe DiBenedetti from Politico.com about whether the email issue from Mrs. Clinton is the reason her poll numbers have not been good.
Gabe, which numbers are we talking about? Which numbers have the campaign a little concerned?
Well, we should specify that it's a little concern at this point. But basically, the numbers that they're worried about are the trustworthy ratings and the favorability ratings. They show in recent polls that Hillary is dropping slightly in terms of how many people trust her and how favorable people feel about her. But again, it's pretty early.
Is it unusual for a candidate's numbers to perhaps drop a little after they make that official announcement that they're running?
Well, it's certainly not unusual for a candidate's numbers to drop once they re-enter the political sphere, which is what's happening for Hillary. But pretty often after an announcement, you'll see people's numbers jump up. And we should, you know, note that Clinton's numbers with respect to how she's doing against other Democrats are still extremely high, and she's still the prohibitive favorite by far. But in terms of how people feel about her, how trustworthy she is, it is sort of eye-opening how those numbers are dropping a little bit.
Do you have a sense of what has pushed her numbers down?
Well, it seems like it's what the Clinton people are calling these so-called scandals, the, you know, repeated revelations about foreign fundraising at the Clinton Foundation, and the news about her private emails. This is not the kind of thing that necessarily will help Clinton in the long run. But at the same time, the campaign is not deeply worried that this is the kind of thing that's going to push many people away from voting for her.
Do they think that these numbers have hit bottom yet, or could they still drop even more?
I think there's a belief that there's a possibility that they could drop more, but that they probably won't, that what we're seeing is within the range of where these numbers are going to go. That said, it does show some weakness that these numbers have moved already. And, you know, if these revelations continue to flow in at some sort of at some pace, the numbers could continue to go down.
I wonder, could looking vulnerable and not invincible in the Democratic race actually help Hillary Clinton?
Absolutely. The campaign has been very clear from the start that they are taking the primary quite seriously. And in some ways, this helps them make that case, saying, hey, look, we're not twisting. This is not a coronation. And in that respect, you know, they'll be happy to point out this is a real contest. And while she is still far ahead of other people, other Democratic candidates, in terms of the head-to-head polling numbers, there are some weaknesses there that they are quite aware of.
If Hillary Clinton falters, do Democrats have a viable backup plan? I know there are other candidates, but do they have a viable backup plan?
Well, that's an open question that the party is trying to think about. The question really has to be, though, what it would mean for Hillary Clinton to falter. It would be something pretty enormous for her to actually exit the race. And, you know, there are three other Democrats right now who are declared candidates, so it's not as if she's running against nobody. These are longtime public servants who are running against her, even if they're not the most highest profile.
Okay, my challenge to you at this moment is name the other three. If you're a Democrat or an independent or interested in not voting for a Republican, can you name, do you know who Lincoln Chafee is? And is it Martin O'Malley, I think the governor of Maryland? And I don't even remember who the third one is myself. Polling numbers, though, interesting she's taken. It depends on which news reporting service that you listen to or you read. As you might expect, the Fox News folks are the ones who slam her the hardest. The headline reads, Hillary Clinton has taken a huge hit in recent polls as the scandals affecting her take hold. She's trying to change the narrative, but can she do that without answering reporters' questions? That's from the Fox site. And you can find a medium well-done version of the same thing on other websites. So that's number three, Hillary Clinton. Number two, what do we do in the Middle East? Up next here on the Countdown.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love Oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Number two.
Yes, it's time for us once again to deal with your friends and mine, the terrorists. ISIS in the focus at number two. Here are hosts Corey Dillon and Ted Webb talking to terrorism expert Frank Wuko about the issues involved in getting others in the Middle East involved in fighting the bad guys.
It was just a couple of days ago that U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Tony Blinken told French radio that the U.S.-led coalition against ISIS had recorded more than 10,000 ISIS deaths in 9 months since the campaign started. I've read, Frank, a story in the Daily Beast that they quoted the leader of a very large rebel group, and this leader didn't have much great to say about the U.S. Representatives that he had been speaking with, and he told the paper that the rebel fighters don't want to fight with the U.S. They won't work with them because the U.S. is putting so many conditions on them fighting the good fight against ISIS, like, you know, that they feel like they have a target on their back because they can't go against Assad, they can't go against Hezbollah, they can't go against Al-Qaeda, only using the weapons and information they have to fight ISIS.
Yeah, Corey, and that's an interesting thing because in Syria in particular, you don't see ISIS people walking around with ISIS T-shirts on. It's not like the FBI when they're raiding a crime scene and they've got FBI windbreakers on their backs.
Right.
It's just an absolutely ridiculous set of demands on behalf of our government to the Free Syrian Army.
Well, yeah, and I mean,
they
because
can't engage.
Yeah, because they won't engage, and that's 1,000 fighters that we need to fight however many tens of thousands.
And perhaps more, but the screening and vetting process has either weeded out so many guys who are suspected of being either ISIS or al-Nusra, and also people who are just quitting because they're plain tired of waiting on the United States to get the program going, that the whole thing is just, it's folding like a tent. It is not good for the United States, and at the same time this is going on, we're hearing that Bashar al-Assad is bombing these rebel targets in favor of ISIS.
Let me ask you this now. There's growing concern from our pilots because they're going on missions without dropping their payloads. They said that the chain of command and the waiting for the clearance to drop a payload on suspected ISIS members sometimes is delayed so much that these guys disperse before they get the green light to bomb them.
Yeah, well, Ted, I'll tell you, my only experience as a pilot was when I was pretending to be a fighter pilot trying to pick up chicks in a bar in my younger days. But no, it's incredibly frustrating to these guys. You know, you're on an alert status. If you're on the carrier, you're in the ready room, you're ready to go, you're waiting to go, you get a 5-minute, you know, launch alert, and then when you're finally airborne, you're loitering until you're almost out of gas because the rules of engagement are so muddled that I don't think anybody knows what the green light or what the weapons hot, you know, status is. And yeah, there are many, many reports of pilots who are extremely frustrated with what they're doing out there.
All right, so ISIS not be damned, apparently. Number one, up next, as you're listening to this overview, a full hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show list, I'm Doug Steffen.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Ready or not, here we are with number one this week on the countdown. The list of presidential prospects growing like a pregnant woman. I don't know if that's a good analogy or not, but anyway, from affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Talk Host Gary Saddlemeyer with Ryan Gerdsky, who comes from RedAlertPolitics.com, about Lindsey Graham announcing he wants to be president of these here United States.
So what does Lindsey Graham's entrance into this race mean? We have, by the way, a political insider here in Nebraska, where Jim said earlier, believes that Graham is just there to block Rand Paul in South Carolina. What do you think?
I go two ways in this one. And the first is, yes, I think that he can absolutely... I think he's running against Rand Paul to get on the debate stage with Rand Paul to beat him up. Because I don't... One, South Carolina is not the state that Rand is going to win. He's polling very badly in South Carolina. And two, Lindsey's base of support is not Rand's base of support. My other opinion is, if he stays into this election, if he goes into the actual votes in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida, he's going to end Jeb Bush's campaign. He is the closest in political philosophy and political ideology with Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush. And in a race where there's 20 candidates or 19 candidates, one or two points that Lindsey Graham might take away from Jeb Bush means him going from winning to losing those elections.
It is a truism. I've heard this said, Ryan, over the last 24, 48 hours, that there's no way that Lindsey Graham can win. Do you believe that?
There's no way.
away.
Okay, why is that? I mean, he's well known. He's a smart guy. Why is he out automatically?
He's running on more wars, fighting in Syria, open immigration, and increasing legal immigration and amnesty for illegal immigrants. Now, where in the Republican Party is that a sizable base to win a nomination? To win a single state. I don't believe he can win a single. There are certain people who are quirky and unusual and have policies that are outside the mainstream, like Bernie Sanders, that are very well loved and accepted in their state. I think that Bernie Sanders is probably going to win Vermont over Hillary Clinton no matter what. Lindsey Graham is not the same. He will not even win the state of South Carolina.
The next item here, as we focus on presidential politics and prospects, host Charlie Parker and Jim Forsythe talking about the many reasons they don't think Rick Perry stands a chance in this race.
If you are among those who believe the end result is going to be any different than the last go-around, please stop by the radio station this morning about 9 o'clock. I've got a briefcase of Rolex watches I'd like for you to take a look at.
Charlie, it's definitely going to be a long climb for Governor Perry.
Sure,
he's announcing his second run for president. First of all, there are 9 other Republicans who are running for president who are not under felony indictment, so you don't have to pick the one who is. Secondly, obviously, it's the oops moment, and the problem with the oops moment is that the worst thing that can happen in politics is if you do something that reinforces a negative impression people already have about you. If it would have been Dick Gephardt who let out a banshee scream following the 2004 Iowa caucus instead of Howard Dean, everybody would have been praising his passion. But since everybody thought Howard Dean was kind of kooky anyway, that just reinforced that negative stereotype. And Governor Perry has always had a negative stereotype of somebody who ain't too bright. It's not true, but it's the stereotype he has. And that just reinforced it. You know something, Charlie? Every time on the campaign trail that he says it's Wednesday when it's really Thursday, or he makes some sort of minor, silly goof that would not even be mentioned with other presidential candidates, we're going to hear that all over again, and it's all of its embarrassing glory, and that's not going to help him at all. Other issues that Governor Perry has is that other candidates have taken his place. He's 65 years old now, not too old to run for president, but the Republicans are coming up with a new crop of candidates. Marco Rubio, Scott Walker are two who come to mind, who are essentially filling the same role in the Republican Party that Rick Perry tried to fill in 2011, as the quiet, competent guy who can get things done, who is a steady hand on the wheel, and is somebody you can trust to be a reliable conservative. He'll be 66 on Election Day. I think the Republicans want somebody younger to put next to Hillary Clinton, who will be 69 on Election Day, and I don't think that the Republicans are interested in nominating a 60-year-old white guy at this particular time.
All right, so the list of things that are on the top 10 talk radio topics listed at Doug Stephan, STEPHAN.com, DougStephan.com. We ask you to tell us which one is the most important one to you. The presidential prospects, number one. You just heard that story. ISIS, Mrs. Clinton, the Patriot Act, the TSA, Caitlyn Jenner, the trade deal for the terror suspect killed in Boston, plane surveillance by the FBI, or the FIFA corruption case. Which one do you think is most important? Tell us. We've told you. Now it's time for you to tell us. Thank you for listening to this week's overview of the top 10 talk radio topics on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.